Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. But is it still the greatest nation on God's green earth? Yeah, I think so. But the New York Times puts that very much into question. They have a piece suggesting that the whole idea of America as exceptional, of American exceptionalism, remember that term? That is going to be a casualty of the pandemic. Really? And then over at CNBC and at Salon, they have headlines saying that not only is the pandemic going to kill American exceptionalism, but it could create a new Nazi era. Who says so? The Federal Reserve. No, really, what does the Federal Reserve have to do with a new Nazi era? We will get to that. The headline in Salon says the 1918 pandemic, that was the flu virus, the Spanish flu, was linked to a rise in Nazi support. Will this pandemic be similar? As with coronavirus, the 1918 flu led to a rise in xenophobia and budget cuts. Then it helped usher in Nazi rule. Okay, this is nonsense and it's historical illiteracy, and I will tell you why. First off, there is Nancy Pelosi. What's unbelievable is this moment in our history, our leadership is elderly. I mean, Nancy Pelosi is 80. I can't get over it. And there she is, still running the House of Representatives. And she is suggesting that this new $3 trillion relief package that they're promoting should be pushed forward without hesitation or debate. No, she really does. Listen.
Our participation has been very strong. And why? So, again, our participation has been very strong. And why it's important for us to put forth our bill now without too much conversation with other people is we're just springing from the needs of the American people.
From the needs of the American people, why it's important for us to put forth our bill now without too much conversation with other people? Does that recall anything to you? I mean, 10 years ago, in 2010, she was talking about Obamacare, and she made this infamous statement.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
No, she really said it. And she really said we have to move forward on this without too much conversation. Okay, the Washington Post, and again, pro-Democratic media source, says House Democrats unveiled a sprawling coronavirus rescue bill today that would direct more than $3 trillion to state and local governments, health systems, a second round of stimulus checks, and more, from funding the Postal Service to requiring passengers to wear masks on airplanes and public transit. Republicans rejected the legislation even before they saw it, describing it as a liberal wish list that would go nowhere in the Republican-led Senate. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican Kentucky, said he was at work on crafting liability protections for businesses instead. This is not a time for aspirational legislation, McConnell said. The massive new Democratic bill was assembled by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her top lieutenants without input from Republicans or the Trump administration. It's less an opening bid in a bipartisan negotiation, writes the Washington Post, than an expression of House Democrats' priorities that they hope will resonate with the public as the nation suffers through the worst economic calamity since the Great Depression. In other words, right there, the Washington Post which is definitely on the left side of the spectrum in terms of its ideological outlook, is acknowledging that this thing has no realistic possibility of going anywhere. It's a meaningless gesture. And talk about a meaningless gesture. CNBC is one of the many sources that's covering this new study about Nazism and the Spanish flu. And the lead to the story, first of all, they have a, of course, they have a picture of Hitler, big, huge picture. He's riding in an open car. He's doing the Sieg Heil salute and being cheered. And the lead is high death tolls from the 1918 influenza pandemic likely helped the Nazis gain power in crucial German elections, according to new research. In a staff report published yesterday, researchers from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York found that German regions with higher mortality rates from the virus had a higher share for the Nazi Party in the elections of 1932 and 1933. Wow. Okay, first question, why is the Federal Reserve researching this? I mean, I want the Federal Reserve to take care of our economy right now, which is kind of facing some fairly tough times, but it certainly is not like Germany at the time of the flu pandemic. But you may have noticed the detail here. They're talking about a flu pandemic having a profound influence on elections in 1932 and 33. When was the flu pandemic? It was in 1918. And that pandemic killed about 300,000 people in Germany. Germany, which was already devastated from losses in World War I, had actually 287,000 people who died of influenza in 1918 and 1919. Okay, it was devastating. But guess what? Do the math, would you? That pandemic was over by 1920. It was definitely over. So it took 12 years for the impact of the pandemic to bring the Nazis to power? This is such a ridiculous abuse of the idea of historical cause and effect. You can say that something happens and then the next year it produced the following effect, or maybe even in 2 years. But when you're talking about a 12-year gap, there's so much else that happened in that whole time period. And it is a ridiculous piece of nonsense, because much closer to the flu pandemic, Adolf Hitler was thrown into jail. Yes, and it was when he was in jail after the beer hall putsch, his attempt to take over the government of Bavaria, which failed miserably. He was thrown into prison. He wrote Mein Kampf there. But that was 1923. That was much closer to the pandemic. How do you blame a pandemic? How do you blame the flu for the Nazis when there is that kind of historical distance? Christian Blickel, who is an economist at the Federal Reserve Bank's Financial Intermediation Function and the author of the new report, said the change in demographics caused by the pandemic, coupled with a historical tendency for societies to blame disease outbreaks on foreigners, may have increased support for extremist right-wing politicians. Then why didn't it happen in 1920 and in 1921 and in 1923 in the early days of the Weimar Republic? It didn't. I mean, this is foolishness, and again, I think it simply is a sort of an example of what people call Goodwin's Law. Goodwin's Law is that if any conversation goes on long enough, eventually somebody's going to compare it to the Nazis. And we've been talking so much about pandemics and the flu pandemic of 1918 and 1919, and of course the coronavirus case that we face now. What's unbelievable to me is, again, this is the Federal Reserve. They go on, and they also talk about xenophobia infecting the United States. We will get to that and get to basically the press attack on President Trump yesterday. And when you go back and listen to it, it kind of was. Was that really a heroic moment for the American press, as some liberal critics have suggested? We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code MEDVED or call 1-800-320-6280. If you order Mike Lindell's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED. MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the Michael Medved Show, if you're interested in myths and mistakes about World War II, and yes, about Nazism, we have a special history program. And that's appropriate because of what we're talking about right now with the Federal Reserve of New York investigating what happened in German elections in 1932 and 33. I'm not even sure why. But look, getting the truth and the true story about the war and what won the war for the United States some 75 years ago, you can get that history program on World War II, about America's decision to enter World War I, a fateful, some would say disastrous decision. All of that's available at MedVet History Store, and it's available 50% off if you take advantage of our spring sale and join us as a MedHead subscriber. It's a great opportunity. Use the promo code SPRING40. You get $20 off. It brings the cost down to 11 cents a day, and you get 50% off downloads of any of the 80 different history programs at MedVet History Store. Go to michaelmedved.com or to medvedhistorystore.com. Join us and sign up. The excuse, I think, that they give for the Federal Reserve to be involved in this study is they say that the report's findings raise questions about the potential political fallout from the current pandemic. Blickle, who is the researcher, noted that it was important for the social consequences of past pandemics to be studied as the effects of COVID-19 become increasingly pronounced. Reports of xenophobia toward people of Asian descent have been on the rise, mirroring the pattern outlined in Bickle's research. More than 30% of Americans have witnessed someone blaming Asian people for the coronavirus pandemic, according to NBC News. Really? See, have witnessed someone blaming Asian people. If you're talking about blaming Asian people like Xi Jinping, the Chinese dictator, sure. But really, I don't believe that 30% of Americans blame Asian Americans who live here. I don't think that's true. The says a surge of attacks on Asian students has reportedly occurred across Europe, North America, and Australia. I honestly believe this is greatly exaggerated. And then they put in, this is CNBC reporting, the new strain of coronavirus is widely thought to have originated in the Chinese city of Wuhan. They don't even treat that as a fact. But it is a fact. I'll tell you what else is a fact, is that yesterday on CNN, Wolf Blitzer and Brian Stelter, their media maven, were going on and on and on about the president's press conference. And we covered it live. And we covered it live when the president basically walked out. He got annoyed with a flurry of hostile questions at the end. And the part of what happened, and I think this was the implication, is you couldn't see it when you were watching, because it only showed the president, showed the reporters. He was responding to a Chinese-American reporter from CBS. And here's what a collage of the difficult, well, it's the hostile questioning that President Trump received, 03. It's clip 03.
Mr. President, there does seem to be a double standard here, Mr. President, where members of your own staff can get tests frequently when they need it, but ordinary Americans cannot. So when will the rest of America have the same access that members of your own White House have to testing?
Many Americans want to return to their normal lives, but they're afraid to do so. How can you ensure Americans that it's safe to go to their own workplaces when the most secure workplace in the country, the White House, cannot contain the spread of the coronavirus? It's infected some of your own staff.
What do you say to Americans who say, how can you keep me safe? How can you reopen the government if even the vice president is self-isolating? And why hasn't testing gotten up to the point where every American who wants a test can get a test?
First, the money for this new testing support today comes from the CARES Act, which you signed into law 42 days ago. Did your delay in embracing widespread testing have anything to do with the desire to suppress the official number of U.S. cases and deaths as you try to reopen the country?
No.
And earlier today, you tweeted that Democrats are moving slowly for political purposes. Why do you believe that their motive is politics rather than public safety? And how do you respond to criticism that you're also motivated by politics to try to grow the economy ahead of the election?
Okay, that's just the beginning. And because it got worse from there. And what's difficult about this, does anyone think that it somehow is inappropriate for the White House to be a more secure workplace than where you're working? I mean, is the White House a uniquely important kind of resource? I think it is, regardless of who the president is. And this was the way that President Trump concluded the press conference yesterday. It didn't sound good, though the idea that it was racist or there's a racial component to it in his interaction with the Chinese-American reporter from CBS. Oh, okay. Well, we will get to that. We will get to that later. It's one of these things where right now, this is part of a problem that Alex Barrazeau actually looks at a piece that we've linked to our website. This is number 2A. This is the very conclusion of President Trump's press conference yesterday.
Why is this a global competition to you if everyday Americans are still losing their lives and we're still seeing more cases every day?
Well, they're losing their lives everywhere in the world. And maybe that's a question you should ask China. Don't ask me. Ask China that question, okay? When you ask them that question, you may get a very unusual answer. Yes, behind you, please.
Sir, why are you saying that to me specifically?
I'm telling you. I'm not saying it specifically to anybody. I'm saying it to anybody that would ask a nasty question
like
that.
That's not a nasty question.
Please go ahead.
Why does it matter?
Okay, that was kind of the end. Now, given the fact that she is Asian American, I don't know if she was masked or not. I haven't seen it. Probably it does raise some questions. But honest to goodness, can't we on both sides move this to a little bit more beneficial kind of interaction with the press? Free press is important, but a responsible press is also important. We'll get back to that. We're going to be speaking with Brian Kilmeade of Fox News about American exceptionalism and the paperback release of his book on Andrew Jackson, who very much believed in that principle. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
Flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are introducing a new round of coronavirus legislation costing more than $3 trillion, and it would provide a historic level of federal aid to those hurt by the pandemic. The nation's top government infectious disease expert is warning states not to reopen from the pandemic too quickly. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Dr. Anthony Fauci testifying in a video conference call to a Senate hearing, saying that he believes a second wave of coronavirus in the U.S. is entirely conceivable and possible this fall.
Depending on the dynamics of an outbreak in a particular region, state, city, or area, that would really determine the speed and the pace with which one does re-enter or reopen.
Fauci saying the U.S. is headed in the right direction on the coronavirus.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Or serious. Christine Blasey Ford claimed to have been groped by Justice Kavanaugh when he was a drunken 17-year-old. Tara Reid insists Joe Biden assaulted her when he was a 50-year-old senator and her boss. Moreover, the first time Dr. Ford ever spoke to anyone about her allegations came 30 years after the purported event, in conversation with her therapist, while Reid discussed her charges with at least four friends or family members in the same year they allegedly occurred. In neither case does it make sense to disqualify a candidate for high office based solely on dubious long-ago charges by a single accuser. Applying that standard to Biden means the Democrats should acknowledge the far flimsier grounds they had for attempting to destroy justice. On the Michael Medved Show, it's a pleasure to welcome back to the show Brian Kilmeade. He is the co-host of Fox and Friends, of course, the wildly popular Trump favorite morning show. And he's also the author of a number of highly readable, very reliable and exciting bestsellers about American history. The most recent of them, Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, which is the story of the emergence of the great state of Texas into the great nation of Texas before it joined the United States. That story is told in Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, which releases 1 week from today in paperback. Brian, congratulations on the book. And
hey, thanks, Michael. I know you know the story. I would say this. We did move up the release with all this chaos to today. So it actually out today. Yeah.
Even better. That's that's gives people an opportunity to read the story and to feel inspired. And I wanted to speak to you about it because your books reach the same conclusion that my two most recent books do, is that there's something special, unique, non-accidental, providential, destined, fated about America and our growth. And I was struck by a piece in the New York Times last week that basically said the whole idea of American exceptionalism, the whole idea of America as a providential nation, that's finished now because of the pandemic. This piece by Jennifer Strissler says, and it's not even an opinion piece, it's a news piece. She says for some, the severity of the crisis and the slow, disjointed government reaction to a danger warned about for months have upended their conception of the country, shattering the already battered idea of American exceptionalism, if not turning it on its head. Your response?
Leave. Find a better country. Are you kidding? You know, we didn't say we're perfect. And by the way, nobody was foreseeing what was happening. Taiwan had a glimpse. South Korea immediately mounted an offensive. But they're dealing with a second wave right now. China is dealing with a second wave right now. The enormity of the country, the diversity of the population, the attraction we have from outside, my goodness. New York was infected by Europe, who was infected by China. The reason why other countries, because they don't really have the tourism, people don't want to go there. People want to come here. Old Europe is aging out. China, people can't get out quick enough if they were allowed to. I mean, I say to writers like that, it's good to want the country to be better. I think that's healthy. Just like you want, if you're a great team, you want to set new goals. But to go to the fundamentals and say, by the way, not that great, okay. Nobody asked you to stay. And if you have that review of the country, I can't believe that you're comfortable writing. I mean, to me, I find it hard to believe that we have a very easy time criticizing ourselves. We have a very hard time criticizing things like China, like Russia's aggression. When you see what's going on with the progress we've made as a country, we never cite that. It's always what's going on, what we're not doing as a country. And it gets tiresome.
And it does. And look, it's Sam Houston, who you profile in your book, was somebody who had a complicated life. He had his ups and he had his downs. One of the things that a lot of people don't recognize that you point out is that Sam Houston was an opponent of secession. He is one of those people who prophetically predicted what was going to happen to the South and to his own state of Texas, where he had been president of Texas and then governor of Texas and then senator from Texas. He pointed out what was going to happen if they chose to love slavery more than they loved the Union. And have you heard from people that reading this book, they have a general greater appreciation of the history of the Lone Star State?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Now we hear you better, yeah.
Okay, so a lot of people in Texas were thrilled to see, you know, Sam Houston's name out there again. Instead of being defensive and saying that's our history, they're saying, oh my goodness, thank goodness, somebody's trumpeting this bigger-than-life character who has a bigger-than-life statue in Texas, by the way. I also found that this guy was the Nostradamus of his time. You know, he predicted that there would be a secession movement. He predicted that this would be a division. He predicted that a Confederacy, if put together, would lose and hundreds of thousands would die, and that it would be a colossal waste of time. And him and Andrew Jackson used to talk about that with James K. Polk and Martin Van Buren and Buchanan on the Hermitage porch. And they used to remember, yeah, Andrew Jackson was the one who told South Carolina, we are invading if you try to secede. But sending the army in, there's no way he would have presided over. And if Houston would have become president, there's no way there would have been at least a civil war then. You know, are we a better country because of the Civil War? The outcome, yes, but hundreds of thousands of dying, the carnage that we witnessed, it's hard to imagine that we couldn't have found a better way to end this horrific thing called slavery of 4 million Americans. So I do think that there's an added appreciation for him in his place in history. Most people, Michael, not like you, they look at Houston and go, I wonder why that city is named Houston. They look at Austin, Texas, and say, I wonder why Austin, Texas is Austin, Texas, and not Stephen F. Austin and Sam Houston. And what did they do to deserve what they got? So to me, I'm endlessly curious about all these things and the different ways in which history could have totally rewritten what America is today.
Right, and again, the history that you talk about in the book is so unlikely. I mean, it is so bizarrely unlikely because you have a ragtag army that was sort of thrown together and commanded by somebody who had headed that way, former governor, disgraced governor, you could say, of Tennessee, who comes out there and leads this ragtag army against a much more formidable, well-trained, European-trained force of the Mexican dictator Santa Anna. What I don't understand is how can anyone read that story or focus on it and root for the Texans to lose? But you've heard that, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's just not true. Texas, the whole region, was part of the Louisiana Purchase. This intellect named Thomas Jefferson and Andrew Jackson agreed on little, agreed on that, as James Madison. And John Quincy Adams cut a deal that would basically give Florida to America and give Texas to Spain, which would become Mexico. And they were outraged. They said, what are you doing? Do you see the potential Texas has? Do you know that came in this deal, Louisiana Purchase? And they used to talk about ways to get it back and made offers of cash to Mexico because they could not populate it. It was scared to death of the Comanches. It was vast land. They just didn't have the people there. And Americans say that, yeah, we'll go. We'll go down there. What are the rules? Well, 10 years with no taxes, be Catholic, no slaves. Okay, we'll do that. And it made it a thriving province. And then when Santa Anna takes over, he goes, this is going to end. You're going to answer to me. No more elections. No more due process. We'll appoint your mayors. We'll tell you what you can do, and you're going to pay taxes. I don't know if you met a Texan, but that doesn't really fly. So it's game on, fight on. And the Alamo is which people remember, but what happened after is which I wish more people would remember, and that is a sensational victory at San Jacinto that war colleges still study today. They basically said, if you don't fight early, you don't fight at all. Sam Houston decides to fight in the afternoon. The Mexican army, exhausted from marching all day, was sleeping with their guns in a pile. So Sam Houston, leading the charge, got shot off his horse, got back on, got shot again, and just went all the way through across enemy lines, and it was just carnage. And they paid back for Goliad, and they paid him back for the Alamo. And then what I did is talk about how Lincoln and Houston interacted at the end. Sam Houston, as governor, said, we should not go in this war. And Abraham Lincoln said, if you want to stay out, Sam, I'll give you 50,000 troops.
He loved the Union, did Sam Houston. So does Brian Kilmeade, his book Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, released today. In paperback. Check it out. It's linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694. Right now, at this moment of crisis, a lot of people have a lot more on their minds than just normal aches and pains. But I'll tell you why dealing with those normal aches and pains is so important. Because one of the things you need to do to strengthen yourself, to help face all of the challenges that are out there, is regular exercise. And if you're hurting, if your legs or your feet or your arms are hurting, you can't do it. Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call them directly, 800-500-8384. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner. That's michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner or call 800-500-8384.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Michael Medved show, the big picture right now has to be concern about the American economy, when we come back, how we come back, the real dangers that were raised today in the Fauci testimony before the United States Senate, the real dangers of a second wave with the pandemic or a third wave and what the economic impact would be. The Wall Street Journal has written a great deal about that. We will talk about that, partially because the Democrats are not in a meaningful way, certainly not Joe Biden. We'll get to that coming up. The obsession right now in the media has everything to do with a CBS reporter whose name is Weijia Zhang. She was designated as the loser of the day, and I think appropriately, by Mediaite. And this is not to say that President Trump handled it brilliantly. He didn't. But she asked President Trump a fairly hostile question. And when you actually look at the pictures, she had her mask partially off. She is Asian American. He knew who she was. He's tangled with her before. And here was the interchange that has now inspired the usual and by now very familiar charges of President Trump concerning racism. There is a piece in The Guardian, left-leaning British origin newspaper, Trump accused of racism after clash with Asian American reporter. Here's that clash.
Why is this a global competition to you if everyday Americans are still losing their lives and we're still seeing more cases every day?
Well, they're losing their lives everywhere in the world. And maybe that's a question you should ask China. Don't ask me. Ask China that question, okay? When you ask them that question, you may get a very unusual answer. Yes, behind you, please.
Sir, why are you saying that to me specifically?
I'm telling you, I'm not saying it specifically to anybody. I'm saying it to anybody that would ask a nasty question
like
that.
That's not a nasty question.
Please go ahead.
Why does it...
Okay, it was something of a nasty question. The press conference broke up seconds after that. The president tweeted about this today, and that's why The Guardian says that he's President appears to continue confrontation on Twitter, seemingly in response to incident involving CBS News reporter Weijia Zhang. Here's what the president tweeted this morning. He said, Asian Americans are very, capital V-E-R-Y, angry at what China has done to our country and the world. Chinese Americans are the most angry of all. I don't blame them, exclamation point. That doesn't prevent Wolf Blitzer talking to Brian Stelter, the media expert at CNN. Wolf Blitzer spending 6 minutes to analyze the interaction between the CBS reporter and President Trump. Listen.
You were watching, all of us were watching. It was really ugly. Let me get your thoughts on that exchange the president had with the CBS White House correspondent.
Well, clearly the president was rattled enough to walk off because he didn't want to hear the questions from Caitlin Collins and Weijia Zhang. And I think what we saw in that exchange with Weijia Zhang is something that has racial overtones. It is racist to look at an Asian American White House correspondent and say, ask China. This isn't happening in a vacuum. This is part of a pattern of behavior from the president that goes back many years. So he doesn't have the benefit of the doubt that someone might have if, for the first time ever in their life, they made a comment like that to a reporter. But the president has been rattled by Weijia Zhang's questions in the past. He has treated her and other female reporters differently in the past. And he's also had this pattern of reacting to minority journalists in a very specific and different way, Wolf.
Okay. Really? Does Jim Acosta, who has had problems with the president, does he classify as a minority journalist? I don't even know. Does Jim Acosta identify as Latino? I have no idea, and I don't care, and it's not relevant, it seems to me. Stelter again came forward in this extended conversation of this interchange, and Stelter again claimed that President Trump has a deep racial animus towards certain reporters. Listen.
The president routinely targets reporters who are women and people of color. In this case, he targeted Weijia Zhang today, but this is a pattern. And as much as we are competitive in the press corps, I think it's important we show solidarity in moments like this and call out racial kind of reactions from the president.
And once again, her question was totally, totally fair. A serious, tough question, but
great
totally
question.
Fair question. And the president obviously didn't want to hear about that. Then he goes and attacks this young journalist from CBS.
Okay, I think that basically the way that this would be best understood is when the president says, ask China, he wasn't suggesting to Weijia Zhang that she didn't belong there. What he was coming back to is one of his favorite talking points, which is that China is responsible for all of the suffering and all of the devastation all around the world. Now, to say that China has handled this incredibly irresponsibly and negatively and with a view to its own benefit and no concern for people elsewhere in the world, all of that is legitimate and fine. But the truth of the matter is that the whole world is learning lessons from this pandemic. And one of the lessons that we have to learn in this country is not to, at this stage, before the thing is even controlled, while we still have new bodies that are piling up, while the nation is very, very far from actually anything like back to normal, they're talking now about bringing back baseball on the 4th of July. But it would be baseball where there would be 14 of the 30 teams would qualify for a special playoff kind of thing. The games would be held with nobody in the stadiums. I don't know if they would use cutouts or illustrations or somehow graphics to put people in the seats. And it's Jeremy said it'd be like a Mariners game. Nobody's there. Any kind of baseball is better than no kind of baseball, and I'm sure George Will and any other real baseball fan would agree with me on that. It may not even be approved by the players' union. And this is one of the difficulties that we face right now, is that it does seem to me that it is perfectly legitimate for every single American to want to spare every single life that we possibly can. I have spoken to people who I did this morning. I spoke to Rand Paul, who talked about his own experience with coronavirus. He was asymptomatic. He did not suffer a great deal of pain. Many people who have had this disease not only have died from it, but suffer permanent damage. There is somebody in our acquaintance who may not regain the use of his voice because of having to be intubated, where the doctors were able to save his life with a ventilator. And look, it's great that his life is saved, but this is a very tragic, very serious matter that is disrupting not only the things that we love to do, it's disrupting the livelihood of unparalleled numbers of Americans. And I take very seriously, I mean very, very seriously, what the Wall Street Journal is reporting about the likelihood of ongoing economic suffering in our country. It's not going to be a quick fix. The Journal reports that the sobering new view of the economic future reflects the depth of the contraction now being recorded for the spring, as well as more evidence that soaring joblessness and months or years of social distancing, particularly in the West, will depress economic activity well into next year. This is not going to be a quick recovery, said Mark Schneider, who is chief executive of Nestle SA, the world's biggest packaged food maker. This is going to be a several quarter, if not several year, kind of process. Airlines don't expect passenger numbers to return to pre-coronavirus levels until 2022 at the earliest. What does that mean for hotels, for resorts? They just opened up Shanghai Disneyland. Good for them. This is a serious matter, and it requires some more constructive cooperation and not the stupid feuding between the president and a CBS reporter. We can do better. We need to do better for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at The Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.